You are what you eat, so don't be fast, cheap, easy, or fake. Anonymous.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and I'm wearing right now one of my favorite essential oil blends from this week. It's a blend from Young Living called Gratitude, which contains balsam, frankincense, coriander, myrrh, ylang ylang, bergamot, northern lights, black spruce, vetiver, and geranium. Lots of oils in this power-packed blend. It smells absolutely heavenly. And as I'm sitting here wearing this gratitude oil, I cannot help but just gush over with gratitude for this journey of this podcast. We are approaching our 3 millionth download pretty soon. And that's thanks to you all, the listeners out there, those who have shared, those who have left lovely iTunes or other podcast reviews. And I just want to say thank you so much. I'm glad that you're here this week. We're continuing our conversation from last week on the topic of cancer. That's right, the big C word. Last week, we heard from a practitioner. This week, we are hearing from two women who have gone through their own cancer journeys, come out the other side, and are now using that information and that journey to help others who are going through something similar. You'll hear about their own personal diagnoses, what they did to prepare and help their bodies get into remission, and what they offer people who are going through cancer themselves. We've got a lot to share today, but real quick, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This week's DIY dugout recipe comes from Melissa Malinowski. She lives in West Michigan, and her website is integrativenutritionaltherapies.com. Her recipe is called Mental Cognition. To make mental cognition in a roller ball topped with a carrier oil or in a diffuser, add 2 drops frankincense, 2 drops sandalwood, 2 drops Valor Blend, 2 drops Blue Cypress, and 2 drops Rosemary Essential Oil. Melissa says she's a naturopath and she uses this blend with her clients, children and adults, very successfully for boosting memory, mood, and overall mental cognition. Thanks so much, Melissa. We love hearing your recipes. You can send those to us anytime by emailing DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
All right. I'm here with Katie Ledbetter and Alyssa Garcia, creators of cancersurvivorscourse.com. Together, they support cancer patients of all types through holistic nutrition and lifestyle changes. They provide online courses, one-on-one consultations, and a soon-to-be cancer support box subscription program that looks amazing. Katie and Alyssa are both holistic nutrition consultants and certified 21-day sugar detox coaches. Katie, Alyssa, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So it's pretty obvious from your website and the work that you do that this is really your heart's work. You both have been through your own cancer journeys. Is that what brought you both together to do this work?
Yes and no. We actually first met just about a year and a half ago, and we are 21-day sugar detox coaches. And so we met up for a local launch of Diane Sanfilippo, who's the author of that book. And we met and I shared with her that I was a cancer survivor. We had dinner beforehand and then went to the book tour, the book event afterwards. And then when she was diagnosed several months later, she reached out to me. And then through her treatment and diagnosis, we said we have to join forces and we have to share with people the knowledge that we have, because oftentimes they're not getting it from their doctors because frankly, they just don't know this supplementary health perspective. And so that's kind of how we joined forces.
And do you mind me asking, what kind of cancer were you both diagnosed with? Was it the same kind?
No, I had breast cancer.
And I had, this is Alyssa, I had Hodgkin's lymphoma stage 2B.
Okay. But you both went through the 21-day sugar detox program together and fell in love with that, which it seems like a starting place for a lot of people undergoing any sort of treatment or diagnosis is to first look at, what am I eating, right? So clean eating seems like a big part of your guys' work that you do now together. So what does clean eating mean to you?
Yeah, so this is Alyssa talking. And like you mentioned, Katie and I are both nutrition consultants and the sugar detox coaches. So we have a similar approach when we work with our clients. In a nutshell, we approach focuses on whole, real, organic foods. We want minimally processed, no frankenfoods, and not a lot of packaged foods. So we build our plates with lots of seasonal veggies, a variety of quality proteins, and plant-based starchy carbs instead of grain-based starchy carbs. That's the big hit here. So think sweet potatoes, winter squash, potatoes, instead of bread and pasta. Some other carbs we'll like to do is some seasonal fruits and definitely plenty of healthy fats. So like avocado, olives, coconuts, and any pasture-raised or grass-fed animal fats like butter, tallow, ghee, whatever you can get your hands on.
Yeah, I love that. It seems like pretty approachable and simple for a lot of people. Well, simple as in simple to understand. I know it's not so easy to ditch the bread and the right. pasta and the bagels and the yeah. cakes. And yeah, that can be.
We're trying to simplify it and go back to the basics here.
Right, right. Absolutely. And this specifically talking about the sugar detox as well. Let's talk about sugar for a bit. This seems like an important part of your work. What are the effects of sugar on the human body?
This is Katie here. Sugar has a big impact, but if we're just going to talk about initially what it does is that when you eat sugar, it's processed by the digestive system and goes into your bloodstream. And to maintain like a balance in your bloodstream, it doesn't want all that sugar in there. So it needs to get ushered into your cells. And that's where insulin comes in. So insulin takes sugar from the bloodstream and into your cells where it can be used by your muscles. So that's like the short term, you know, what happens when we eat sugar. But in the longer term, it can have a lot of less desirable consequences, especially if you have a lot more than you're realizing that you're having, which is really what's happening in our modern world. And because we have so much more sugar available to us than ever before in human history, even the fruit we have today has been bred for sweetness. So it's not like the watermelon of 500 years ago looked like the watermelon of today. So we just can't handle all of the sugar. In the longer term, we're having things like acne. It adds a burden to the liver as well. Adrenal fatigue, arthritis, it can contribute to things like cancer and back pain and fatigue, headaches, moodiness, obesity. The list can go on and on. It's a big list of things. And it's not that sugar directly causes these things. It's that sugar is a factor and the amount of sugar really matters.
This is the list here. And I just wanted to add that this is why in our cancer survivors course, we advocate for folks to get their sugar from fruits and to eliminate the excess sugar from their diet. The American Heart Association, for example, recommends 6 teaspoons, which is about 24 grams of added sugar per day for women and children, and 9 teaspoons, which is about 36 grams of added sugar for men. And the orange Gatorade, for example, is a common drink for children to drink, and it has a whopping 42 grams of sugar in it, just one bottle. So our palates have really changed because of how much sugar we can consume, but we can change our palates to not be accustomed to this much sugar again. And that's what's so great about the detox and our cancer survivors course.
So people who are undergoing cancer treatments, what kind of things can they do to support their physical journeys and their emotional health throughout that process?
First, they can change their diet. I think that's one of the best things that you can do for your health because it's something you can control. So a lot of what you're going through with cancer treatment is fully out of your control, but you have control over what you're eating. And so we kind of mentioned before our perspective on food, and we go much deeper into that. Into the course, it's such a huge module. As we were working on it, we kept thinking to ourselves, oh my gosh, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
But, you know, changing your diet and really being mindful, we didn't mention in there, but like what kinds of the quality of the animals and plant protein and everything that you're getting is really important. So it's not just minimally processed foods, but it's really looking for organic, non-GMO, looking for pasture-raised chicken, eggs, and pork, and looking for grass-fed 100% or grass-fed and finished beef, and their fats as well. Again, we mentioned that a little bit, but that's really important as far as changing their diet. A couple other things that I always like to recommend, some kind of the low-hanging fruit, if you will, is working on mindfulness and meditation, really using the oils to support the emotions that you're dealing with, your mindset, trying to bring in that positive mindset, because this is a very hard time for everyone who goes through it, but having a good frame of mind is really going to support you going through the whole process. And so a couple of oils that I like to use, I have a lot, like we all do, right?
Yeah.
I love lavender and frankincense. They are super gentle and easy to use. Most people like them and are well tolerated, I think. And that's a great meditation blend or just a little like perfume to put on. Stress Away, one of my favorites, a huge popular oil. That one is a Young Living oil that has copaiba, lime, cedarwood, akatea, lavender, and some vanilla as well. And that one, people, whenever they smell it, they're just like, ah, that big.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites. I absolutely love it. And how they came up with that combination of oils like cedarwood with akatea and copaiba, like you would not think that would smell amazing, but it smells like heaven.
It does. It really does. And that lime just like kind of gives you that like a little alert feeling. It kind of wakes you up a little bit.
Because talk about stress. I mean, pausing for a second and talking about stress, like what does stress do to the body and especially in its relation to cancer?
It is a huge factor. If you talk to most cancer survivors, most of them will say that that was a very stressful time for them, even before oftentimes too. I know that was, I'm a teacher during my, you know, my 9-to-5 job, and that was the hardest year of teaching I've ever had. And so it was not a coincidence, you know, that all of these like perfect storm of events happening in my life, that's when I got diagnosed. So I think stress is huge. So really bringing in that, changing that mindset, getting that meditation in, really focusing on some maybe affirmations in the morning or trying to go for a walk, get outside of your head, because especially once you go through that diagnosis process, the what if hamster wheel starts going, you know, it's 24/7 if you let it. So you really have to work on managing your stress in some way. And for me, it's walking and trying to meditate or do yoga. Yoga is definitely my favorite way to manage my stress.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm reading a book right now called How Healing Works by Wayne Jonas. Have you guys heard of this book?
No.
Oh, it's so amazing. How Healing Works. It's Get Well and Stay Well Using Your Hidden Power to Heal. And it's written by a doctor and it, well, I'm not that far into it, but so far it's mostly about like the placebo effect and looking at all these studies that have proven time and time again that so many things are looked at as, well, medical doctors might look at it and say, oh, well, that doesn't really work because look, a lot of people got the same amount of benefit or more using the placebo effect. And this one doctor goes, what do you mean it doesn't work? Like, let's look at that. What do you mean the placebo effect is working? Like, you're telling me that people are healing themselves because they think they're taking something that heals themselves? Like, that's pretty incredible. Let's take a look at that. So it's a great book, but kind of as you were talking about just stress and mindset and, you know, where your energy's at and how you're feeling, like these things matter. It's not just like, oh yeah, you need to de-stress because you've got cancer. It's like, no, really, like your body is so powerful. It has the ability to heal itself, but you've got to feed it that right kind of energy and that positivity.
I think we really underestimate how important stress management is. It's tossed around a lot. People talk about it, but we live in a time like never before where we have stressors constantly that we've never had before. And all day long, not just, you know, just during the workday, we bring our work home with us. Most of us do. And so we are in, quite a stressful time. So it's really, we don't just need lip service. We need to take action to really manage that stress.
Yeah, which is easier said than done. I mean, in this modern world, it's so go, go, go. It's
definitely
really hard for people to carve out that time for themselves. So yeah, absolutely. Well, I kind of interrupted you when you were talking about essential oils. Are there any other ways you want to talk about essential oils supporting people on this journey?
Sure. I love Valor. It's another Young Living blend. That one has spruce, rosewood, blue tansy, and frankincense. And it is heaven. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah.
But I just love it for, I put it over my heart most of the time, or sometimes on my neck. I tend to carry my stress in my neck. So sometimes I use it specifically where I feel the actual tension. But it is a huge, huge stress reliever. It's very grounding with some of those oils that are in there. And I think that's what really helps people is we, again, are so removed from nature and our kind of primal lives that we used to live. And so bringing in some of the plants to help us, I feel like really is grounding.
In addition to what Katie said, I found it super helpful for my emotional health to put a few drops of lavender or Stress Away on my scarf that I would bring to chemotherapy treatments. When I would get anxious, I could just really inconspicuously lean my head over to my shoulder and sniff my scarf and really get those calming effects from lavender. And that really helped me kind of, especially in the beginning, my first few treatments, you're just so anxious. You don't know what's going to happen. So that really helped me get through that time. And I had to drive almost 2 hours to get to UCSF in San Francisco. And so it was a lot of stress for 2 hours driving there. So that really helped me get through there. But I also recommend people find an indoor hobby, kind of going off of essential oils for a second. But you want something that doesn't require much brain power, energy, that you can still do and still enjoy. So me, I went from being an athlete with everything in my life revolved around training to literally zero. So finding out what I could do to pass this time and still have joy and release that stress, like we were just talking about, stress is so huge. That's really important, to find another hobby. For me, this was learning how to watercolor paint, which I never thought I was artistic before. But it taught me how to accept that if I drew a line that was a little too thick and I wasn't happy with it, but to take a step back, and the final product was still awesome and it's still one of a kind. And it taught me to embrace the messy, literally, from paint getting everywhere to being diagnosed with cancer at a young age. It really helped me in more ways than one. And I just found tutorials online and kind of took it from there.
You were diagnosed at a young age. How long has it been since you were diagnosed? And for both of you, I would love to hear a little bit about how you're doing now.
I was actually just coming back from traveling Europe almost a year ago exactly, when I found a large mass on the side of my neck and it popped up literally overnight. That was July 17th, so right around this time. It didn't really hurt, so I wasn't worried about it. And I just felt pretty tired, but I thought that my body was just getting over traveling for a month. I didn't really think much of it. So a few days later, I decided to get it checked out. Some people in my life were like freaking me out. And I went to urgent care and they sent me straight to the ER to get tests and imaging. Long story short, it took me over 3 months for me to get diagnosed. Everyone kept saying I was so young, I was so healthy, I was an athlete, I had nothing to worry about, right? But by the time I was finally diagnosed, it had spread to a third location.
Wow.
Right, which is, and this whole time too, I was really advocating to see more doctors and do more testing and find someone who would hear me out. So I went through 12 treatments of chemotherapy starting in October of last year, and I was declared cancer-free a week before my 27th birthday this year. But I still had to finish with 4 more chemo infusions after that, so it was a little bittersweet being cancer-free but still having to go through chemo. But that's just part of the protocol. But it all ended well, and as of July 27th, which is coming up here, I will be 4 months in remission.
Wow, that's incredible. I mean, that's really fast,
yeah,
isn't it? To be cancer-free that quickly.
It really, we get what's called a PET CT scan, and they inject radioactive glucose through your veins, and the scanner picks up in your body where cancer will be, because cancer feeds off glucose, which is sugar. So they can see on the imaging where the glucose will be lit up in the scan, where there's concentrated areas in your body where the cancer is. So that's how they diagnose you. And the second time I went, I was 2 months into chemotherapy, and my doctor was convinced that I was going to be cancer-free at this point, and I wasn't. And so that was really hard in the beginning for me, but I hadn't really changed much of what I was doing. And so I had to take a hard look and be like, okay, I haven't changed anything. So no wonder I'm not cancer-free. I need to change so that I'm different from before, because that's how I got cancer in the first place. So that's when I've kind of changed and connected with Katie. And she sent me a wonderful box full of essential oils and things. And I was new to it. And she was like, okay, use this for this and this for that. And that was super helpful. And that's kind of where I came up with the idea of creating cancer support boxes, because receiving that in the mail to me, it just made me feel so happy. But also one of my love languages is receiving gifts. So that worked out really well.
I always say that essential oils are sort of a gateway drug for healthy living for people. So
true.
You know, totally. When people are looking to change their lifestyle and really look asking themselves those questions that you were asking yourself of, okay, well, you know, what can I change? Because obviously I need to change if I want to change my body. You've got to change some of the things you're doing and eating. And sometimes looking at diet or exercise or meditation or yoga or these things can be kind of hard for people to tiptoe their way into. But essential oils, they're so sneaky. They're just so little and easy, and they smell so good. And you crack it open and then you quickly get addicted and you realize, oh, I can use these for like detox, like getting rid of some chemicals. Like I don't need this bleach in my home anymore. I can use like vinegar and lemon oil instead. And it's those little things that really start to make a difference.
Yeah. And all those little things, like you just mentioned, just getting rid of some of those toxins really add up over time. And that's exactly what you need when you're going through chemotherapy. And what we talk about in our course is how to identify where these toxins are, not just in your body from your diet, but in your environment and all around you. You know, what you're putting on your skin is huge, and what you're using to clean is huge. You're exposed to those constantly. So that's another thing that we really hit well on, is how can you help support your detoxification, and how can you identify where those toxin points are in your life and swap it with something better, like the essential oils you're just talking about.
And Katie, how about your journey? When were you diagnosed and how are you doing today?
I was diagnosed just over 5 years ago. I was 31 at the time, and I found my lump. I was getting ready in the morning and I just touched the right side of my breast and I was like, well, what is that? And like Alyssa, it felt like it came up overnight. I don't know that it did, but I did. I would swear to you that it was not there the day before. And I went through, you know, all those phases of, you know, panic, fear, grief. Sure, it was cancer. Then I sure it wasn't cancer. You know, during 5 weeks for me, it took 5 weeks to get diagnosed. So very amounts of testing, different kinds of doctors to see and check out. And everyone again saying, you're too young. It's probably not cancer. So that was the one thing that I really wish people stopped saying. Don't say that, because that is obviously not a thing.
Right.
But in the end, I was diagnosed with stage 2B invasive ductal carcinoma. So mine was in the duct, but it was spreading beyond the duct. And that was when the concern comes, because then it can start spreading to other organs. So I went through 6 rounds of chemotherapy. That was about 5 months for me. And everybody's chemotherapy schedule is totally different. So how Alyssa's undergone treatment was different than how I did. And each kind of breast cancer is unique too. Shortly after I started chemotherapy, I did find out that I had the BRCA1 mutation, which runs in my dad's side of the family, which we had not yet known yet. So that was part of the reason why I was diagnosed so young, definitely. There were some other factors as well. But that kind of helped me to know my plan of treatment, because that meant that I'm at a higher likelihood for a second breast cancer, ovarian cancer, melanoma, and pancreatic cancer. So that really kind of decided, okay, do I do a single mastectomy or a bilateral mastectomy? And in the end, it was made most sense to do a bilateral mastectomy because of the chance of a second breast cancer. And so I did that in December of 2014 and with reconstruction. And then after I was done, it's a whole long process to get expanders put in and everything. So after a while, then they start you on radiation. So I did 25 rounds of radiation. So this December, I will be cancer-free for 5 years. So it's pretty exciting to be in remission, because that 5-year mark is a big mark for people with triple negative cancer, which is what I had, which means it doesn't respond to estrogen, progesterone, So doing really good now, but it was definitely a long journey to get there.
Yeah, what a journey. I mean, what a life-changing, altering event for both of you. And congratulations for, you know, coming through the other side and now taking that journey and turning it into something that can help so many other people as well. So sorry, I'm getting a little choked up. It's just a lot. It's just so incredible what you guys are doing. So I'm going to skip to my last closing question because it's my favorite one for both of you. And that's just, what's one thing that we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
All right. This is Katie here. My thing right now, this is plastic-free July, and I'm going to go with ditch single-use plastics.
Okay.
I get on a little tirade sometimes. So, you know, our planet and our bodies really cannot handle any more single-use plastic that we already have. So I think I grew up with recycle. Recycling is great. It is, but it's the least good in the hierarchy of great. So, you know, refuse as much as you can and bring your own whenever you can, starting with replacing your grocery bags to canvas bags. I prefer canvas to the other little flimsy ones because those are plastic.
Right.
And produce bags, Ziploc bags, those are a great place to start. But just your water bottle. Like I cringe every time I see someone with a plastic water bottle. So that would be mine.
Great. Yeah, this is Alyssa. So Katie went for a physical thing that we can ditch. And I wanted to go for an emotional thing that we can ditch. And I truly believe that we should all try to work on creating a more positive mindset. We should ditch the negative thoughts and instead replace them with thanking yourself. Your body, your mind, your spirit, they're all here for you. And we have just lost touch in how to listen to them. So after you do something good or something that you enjoyed, thank yourself for doing that task. It's easier said than done, but just to start of thanking yourself when you do something positive and eventually outcrowds the negative self-talk. And I think that's super important for everyone.
Well, thank you both so much. This has been wonderful. We'll put the links to your website on our show notes for everyone to find. And that's cancersurvivorscourse.com. Is there anywhere else you want to direct people to connect?
We're both pretty active on Instagram. So I'd say if you're, you know, want to check us out there, I'm Clean Eating with Katie.
And I am AlyssaCarey.wellness. And we were talking about my paintings earlier. If you want to look at my paintings, I have them in a little highlight.
Nice. Yeah. We'll check that out. Well, thank you. We'll put all that in the show notes for everyone. Thanks again for coming and sharing your wisdom with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Well, that was another power-packed episode today here on the show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're looking for any of the information that was shared in today's episode, you can find it in the show notes section, which normally live below wherever you're listening to this podcast, or can be found on our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com. Stay tuned next week. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss it. We have an amazing episode coming up all on the topic of biohacking. Super excited for you to hear it. That'll be next week here on the show. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.